We're happy to welcome back to the program right here in studio, the education director of Penobscot Theater Company in Bangor, our friend Grace Livingston Kramer. Hello, Grace.
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful. So great to see you.
You too.
Liking this weather, huh?
I'm loving it. It feels like summer and I'm ready.
Excellent. Excellent. How is that daughter of yours?
She is great. She just turned 11 months old yesterday. That's crazy. Don't know how that happened. I blinked and here she is, 11 months old.
And, you know, you have such a talented family. We expect big things from her, obviously. But then I saw your husband, Ira, is now he's a troubadour out playing and singing. Huh?
Yeah, that was on a whim. He got a call. There was a guitar player that got stuck on a plane. So he got a call to pinch hit, essentially, at the Cross Insurance Center for a boy band cover band. It was
nice.
And then he got a call at 5:30. At 6:30, he was there, played the show, was done by 7:30, and that's life.
It's fantastic. Well, you're here to talk about some big happenings this summer, a Dramatic Academy at Penobscot Theater Company. And, you know, it's so great. We just wrapped up our high school theater season over in Brewer, and we just were so happy to have a normal year. And I'm sure it's the same way. So excited to just have the old style.
Yeah.
Let's just go have fun and make some theater at Dramatic Academy.
Yeah, definitely. We feel the same 100%. Last year was our first year back because of the pandemic, but we weren't actually able to perform at the Bangor Opera House last summer. And so this is our first year back full swing with our kids at Penobscot Theater Company performing on the Opera House stage. It feels so good. I can't even describe how good it feels to be back.
Well, and you've got a couple of terrific shows coming up. Let's talk first about The Little Prince, which we were talking about before we came on. Penobscot Theater did with the youngsters many years ago. Early 2000s,
I think so. Yeah. Yes, well, we're very excited about that. This is our second session camp. So this is our camp that starts at the end of July and runs through most of August. But we are making this a very ensemble-heavy show. So with our creative team, we're finding ways to change it up a little bit, have more than one Little Prince so we get more actors and hearing their voices, more than one aviator. And then, you know, all the gang that the Little Prince has with a talking roses and foxes. And it's a beautiful story of unexpected friendship and accepting other people. That's kind of the motto of our summer, is kind of friendship and to not expect certain things right out the gate.
Excellent. And the other show you'll be doing up first is SpongeBob the Musical.
Yes, the SpongeBob Musical. Let me tell you, we are very excited to splash into summer this way. You know, many people are familiar with the cartoon, and although the show plays homage to those characters, it really tells an intricate story of an unexpected hero and how they... SpongeBob. No spoiler alerts. SpongeBob's the lead character, and his pals kind of save the day. Their town is about to be in ruins from the ever rising temperature of the ocean. And with a little bit of intuition and goodwill, they find a way to save Bikini Bottom.
Well, and it's a wonderful show. We were chatting about before. Now, I love the TV show. Graham watched it way too young. He shouldn't have been watching it, but I certainly enjoyed it. But the musical version, is it safe to say, perhaps has a bigger heart?
I would say that. I think also because you have to squish the whole thing into 2 hours. Mm. It's not season after season of greatness. But it really, you know, when I was lucky enough to see it on stage with another cast, and I laughed and I cried and I felt all the feels. And the music is so fun. Yeah. The music is, unlike most musicals, has a bunch of different artists that have contributed to the score. So you have people like Sarah Bareilles, Cyndi Lauper, John Legend, The Flaming Lips, and even Steven Tyler and Joe Perry from Aerosmith. So you really get kind of whatever music is your genre, you're going to find at least one song in this show that you can tap your toe to.
And the costumes are amazing, and you'll be doing it on the Mary Poppins set?
Yes. So what's really exciting about us at Dramatic Academy is we get to transform a main stage show to fit our story as well. So I don't want to give too much away about Mary Poppins, but luckily the color palette of Mary Poppins goes really well with our color palette for SpongeBob. So, you know, it's turning things like kites into jellyfish and, you know, using the archway as perhaps the giant mountain of trash. Like it's so it's really fun to be able to utilize what's there. And also another part of SpongeBob is kind of the musical is talking about recycling and reusing and kind of the importance of environmental conservation. And so it kind of flows into being on Mary Poppins, where we are, instead of buying a whole bunch of new stuff and, you know, creating a whole bunch more, we're reutilizing and borrowing from the set to make our ocean paradise.
Well, that's wonderful. All right. So what are the ages of participants and how can people get involved if they haven't signed up yet?
Yes. Well, so our SpongeBob and The Little Prince ages are 7 to 18. We do also have our tech track. So for kids that are interested more in behind the scenes work versus performing, same for SpongeBob and The Little Prince. Those are 12 to 18. And we even have 2 1-week camps for our tiny thespians. And those are ages 4 to 6. So we really have something for everyone this summer, 4 to 18. And to sign up, you can go to PenobscotTheater.org. You can also email me at education@penobscottheater.org, or you can just call the box office and sign up right there with Amy, and that's 207-942-3333.
It was fabulous. And who else is helping? Who are some of the other grown-up peoples involved with DA?
Yes, so Nellie Kelly, who's our curriculum coordinator and production manager extraordinaire, she is stage managing this summer. We actually have 2 outside directors joining us for each project because we really want our students to be able to learn from new folks. Mm-hmm. Rob Lairway, who's been our tried and true MD this year for Dramatic Academy, is coming back. Yours truly is choreographing SpongeBob.
Very nice.
And then we have a few more familiar faces with DA. Molly Haggerty's coming back, who's an alumni. We have Aaron Kirchis, who's newer to the PTC stage, but he's really interested in education, as well as Thomas Sanders, who's a DA alumni. So we're really bringing in folks that grew up in the program and then also brand new people to the program. So it's going to be a really great summer.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, looking forward to the shows. It's a great opportunity for people to get involved. Doesn't matter if you've had experience or not.
Absolutely,
you can join and learn from, learn from pros. Look, there are a lot of these, I say this, there are a lot of programs out there that offer to teach your children a little bit about theater. This is the only one around where you learn from pros.
Yeah, that's really exciting. We do really appreciate that from our ability to bring in professionals from near and far, and also, you know, have our in-house staff that is so incredibly talented. So
yeah. Awesome. Well, Grace, great to see you.
You too.
Have a wonderful summer. Try to keep this weather around.
I'm going to try really hard.
Thank you, Grace. Grace Livingston Kramer, Penobscot Theater Company, Dramatic Academy.